Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Over at the other side of the desk, we have our guests for the hour. Now, Douglas.
Yep, that's me.
And Shaz.
Hi.
So, you're here for a really brilliant reason. Tell us all about it.
Well, it started probably about a year ago. Came up with the idea of promoting fishing through promoting mental health through fishing. You know, it's a great source of therapy, and you know, you're sitting by the water, you're calm, it just clears your mind. So came up with the clothing brand for that, and then probably a couple of months ago, me, Phil and Sharon came up with the idea to set up a group, and that's completely voluntarily run. We just encourage people to come out and have a go, you know, find if it's something that they would like to do, and if it's something they do like to do, they can join the group through the WhatsApp chat. And yeah, that's pretty much
that's basically it.
Well, fishing is a great mindful activity, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Now, it means different things to different people. Obviously, as we were talking off air, it isn't all about, you know, calmness. Sometimes it's not, is it?
No. you've obviously got the weather that plays a huge part in it. And if it's a day like today, you don't really want to be sat down there. But it also can, if you do brave it, it's often better to fish when it's weather like this.
Mm.
But when you're trying to relax and sort of free the mind a bit, it's definitely not. You need the sunshine a bit more and, yeah, a nice clear day.
That's great. I mean, fishing itself, how long have you been fishing yourself?
I fished as a kid. I grew up in York, so we had the River Ouse. So from a very young age, I river fished. And then I didn't fish for probably 10, 15 years. But then following moving here, I moved here following a complete mental breakdown.
Okay.
You know, I was suicidal, I was self-harming, self-medicating, drinking too much. But luckily I had a group of people that stood by me. My ex-partner, she did everything. She organised social care visits and pretty much all of that side of things for me. But yeah, so when I moved to the island, it was a fresh start. So I started fishing again, full time, and it's one reason that I'm probably still here. You know, it was very much my therapy and very much still is.
So. That's a great thing, isn't it? And how about you, Shaz? Because I know that you've been fishing forever, haven't you?
Yeah, near enough of it. Basically, I'd started fishing when I was on the mainland as well. I was doing course fishing, same as Doug. And then I moved down to the island. I've been down here over 30 years now. And I do sea fishing, so off the beach. Yeah. And it's always easy access as well, which is great. So you kind of can go from the car, you know, you only got to walk a few metres.
And that's the thing on the island, isn't it? Wherever you go, you're surrounded by water.
Yes.
Yeah. So what a choice.
Yeah, there's some brilliant spaces to fish.
I mean, for some, you know, some places, people going fishing, it's a river, isn't it? Like you were saying, the Ouse.
Yeah.
Or the little smaller rivers. But here, what a choice you've got.
It's brilliant. You know, the wind's blowing too heavy on one side, you can go around
the other side.
Another side and find somewhere out the wind.
Oh, that's fabulous, isn't it? So, with your group, what's it called?
It's Get Hooked, Catching a Lifeline. Like I say, I started with just selling some clothing, and then with the profits made from the clothing, we'd buy fishing rigs and things so we can give them away to people that don't have it, you know, encouraging people to get out and about. And then, yeah, it then developed into the community group, which...
How fabulous. So did you expect it to do that?
It was kind of an idea. You know, I've got lots of ideas for it. But then, like I say, me, Phil and Sharon were chatting one night and we all kind of came up with it together. And literally overnight, the group was set up. We had people already joining that night. And it's just sort of spiralled out of control since then, really.
So you've had quite a few people join already, haven't you?
Yeah, the WhatsApp group's it's got 10 people in it so far, but then we get messages through the Facebook page with people wanting to come down, give it a try, so hopefully they'll join too and just keep expanding it that way.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Yeah. Absolutely. We're back to Get Hooked Catching a Lifeline. So, we have Doug, we have Shaz,
yeah,
and hello. You go fishing.
Basically, yeah.
Pretty much, that's summed it right up, yeah.
So, fishing is, as we were saying in the earlier link, fishing is something that's not for everybody. It's an individual thing, isn't it? So, what would you say to somebody who's never been fishing before if they wanted to come and have a look? Because you have an event this weekend, don't you?
Yes, on Saturday the 13th, Egypt Point in Cowes and along Cowes seafront as well. I would say just come along, give it a go. You know, it will either be for you or it won't. You know, you'll either enjoy sitting there looking at the end of a rod, waiting for it to nod, you know, indicating that you got the fish there, but or you're just going to not enjoy it whatsoever. I think it's a 50-50 love-hate thing.
It is, and the thing is, you know, some people may surprise themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is, it's not just about fishing, is it? It's just about the joining together of people.
Yeah, I mean, sort of like a little bit like the Mindset Bros. They go out, they walk and talk. Well, we fish and talk. So, you know, it's one of those things. So come along. We're starting at 4 p.m. So just come along because we're going to have some spare equipment. You can have a go. All right? So...
Yeah, and you don't necessarily need to be talking to everybody. If you'd rather just sit there and, you know, if you're a bit anxious, a bit nervous, you can just be yourself, be alone at the same time. Mm-hmm. Or you can engage and talk to people that are probably in a similar situation as yourself. So.
Absolutely. Because the thing is, you know, sometimes, and certainly when I've run a walking one, sometimes people just came to say hello and have the cup of tea.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And bring their flask or whatever to just sort of gauge the water a bit, if you know what I mean, until they make a decision. But it is great that you guys have joined together and come up with the idea to do something so fabulous to do with fishing, you know? And I just think that's fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're doing a fundraiser as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a GoFundMe going at the moment.
Okay.
We're trying to raise about £1,250. It probably sounds quite a lot for fishing equipment, but if you think we're trying to get sort of 10 fishing rod and reel combinations, the rod stands, everything to carry all the equipment, and a lot of tackle, you know. You know, the rods alone are £40 each, so it soon adds up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so... And all the money that from the clothing, all the profit side of it, that goes towards that at the same time, which, you know, the clothing sales are starting to creep up the more that we're getting out there. So it's all heading the right direction, really.
It is. So how can people find out more about everything?
Well, we've got the main source, which is the Facebook page, which is just under Get Hooked Catching a Lifeline. You can find it quite easily on there. We've now got a mobile number if anybody wants to ring up, but basically it's all been done through the Facebook page so far.
That's great, isn't it? So looking at people coming fishing, do you have ladies joining?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I know you're just a fabulous fisher, Shaz, but how many ladies do you have in terms of fishing?
At the moment, I have got I've got one person who's coming along, Pat. I know there's a few others who are eager to come along. We've just got to arrange transport and that sort of thing. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, all genders are welcome. And 18 and over, so...
Well, that's great. So if somebody... maybe a company or maybe an organisation would like to get involved and help you with your fundraising, where can they look for your fundraiser?
It would be on the GoFundMe website or app. You know, you just it is under I've written that down. Get Hooked Catching a Lifetime, Lifeline, sorry, Community Fishing Group.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So fishing is the way to go, guys.
Oh, right? 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as we said earlier, having that variety of places to go and fish.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people won't have that variety of fishing areas, will they?
No, and luckily on the island, like we were saying earlier, that if the weather's bad on one side, you can almost get yourself out of it if you go for a little drive or get on the bus. So we're lucky because we've got four sides, really.
Absolutely. Yeah. So do you guys individually have your favourite fishing place?
Oh, yeah.
Shaz, yeah. What's yours?
Mine's actually Cowell Seafront.
Okay.
I've caught a bass there.
Wow. Was it tasty?
Oh, it was. Luckily, Doug was there to help me out because it was...
Not exactly a small fish.
No, it's not.
It was a nice one as well, yeah.
And how about you?
Doug, where's your favourite? Not far from where Sharon fishes. I've got a little, what I call, secret spot. just around Gurnard Bay area. That's all I'm going to say.
You don't want to give it away.
No, you can't give the good spots away. Not all the time. Anyway.
Not all the time.
So, what kinds of fish do you catch?
Well, down in Gurnard, you can get anything from the bass, the bream, smooth hounds. Mm. You do get some stingrays and thornback rays down there. And then you get all the little things. The nasty little eels and dogfish but it's
bream.
Yeah, the bream certainly around there.
Do you put the little ones back in then?
Yes.
They've got to be within the legal limit size, obviously. Otherwise it's not fair.
Yeah.
And
no.
A big fine.
That's perfectly all right then. So thank you so much for coming in to chat to us today. And do come back and tell us how you're going on.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.